British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak stood in the pouring rain outside Downing Street yesterday to announce a general election for the 4th of July. Elaine Devlin was near Downing Street just after the news broke, and she asked people whether they were surprised by the general election news.
I wasn't surprised, I have to say. I thought waiting till October, which was the previously predicted time, was probably just prolonging the agony. I think the sooner we get it over and done with, the better. I'd be very surprised if it wasn't a foregone conclusion. Not much more I can say, but yeah. I suspect that's probably the mood of the nation. I think it's no secret that no party has ever lasted more than three terms. I think people get bored and they just want a change of scene.
The British Prime Minister, Rishi Sunak, he called a general election. Had you heard about it?
I haven't, no. So I'm quite surprised, as I know that he's been delaying it a little bit and kind of refusing to give the public an answer to when the next general election would be.
And do you think it's time, like, for a change? The Tories have been in power now quite a long time.
Definitely, 100%. I think that's what most of the British public want at this point.
I'd seen the breaking news, yeah, earlier on today. Mm. So delighted, to be honest.
Are you? Why are you delighted?
Well, it's about time. Like, they've had 14 years in power and the country is in a worse state than ever, and it's time for change, really.
And July 4th, an interesting day for an election.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the symbolism is, but yeah, maybe it's our Independence Day from the Tories.
Londoners in Westminster talking to Elaine Devlin yesterday afternoon, and Rishi Sunak has been doing the rounds of the TV news shows this morning, saying he'd gone for an early election because the economy had turned a corner, and defending what he called his bold Rwanda policy.
But you mentioned one thing, the Rwanda scheme. You know, that's a great thing to be talking about at this election. Border security is important. Making sure that we have fairness in our migration system is really important. And there's a clear choice at this election. I've got a plan. I'm prepared to take bold action. And as you've seen over the last week or two, multiple other countries across Europe have realised that our approach is the right one. You need to be able to send illegal migrants to a safe third country to break the cycle, to end the incentive for them to come, to have a deterrent. So everyone else is starting to agree with my approach, which is bold. The one person that doesn't is Keir Starmer. That's a choice at this election. He thinks that we should just offer an amnesty to illegal migrants to make us a soft touch of Europe. It would make us a magnet for thousands of migrants coming from everywhere. So that's the choice at this election. Do you think my plan is the right one? Do you think I'm the one that's taking bold action to secure our borders and to stop the boats? Or do you think he's going to do that? And it's pretty clear that on this issue, not only does he not share the country's values that it's a problem, he's going to do absolutely nothing about it.
British Prime Minister Rishi Sunak. John Rentoul, chief political commentator with the London Independent, is on the line. In that round of interviews he was doing this morning, Rishi Sunak, I think, conceded to LBC no Rwanda flights will actually take off before this election on July the 4th. So is his Rwanda policy, however bold he describes it, is it the vote winner he thinks it is?
Well, we'll probably never find out now, because I thought the whole point was to at least get some flights off before the election as a proof that it could be done, so that you could then have an argument, a political argument, about whether it was the right policy or not. But at this rate, we're not going to get any flights off, and so it's all going to be a theoretical argument, because nobody thinks that the Conservatives are going to get back in.
And he's defending the economy, but there's no interest rate cut on the way. There's no room for autumn tax cuts. And inflation, though it's been falling, many observers think it's about to tick up again. So is the economic story as strong as he's been claiming?
Well, obviously not. I mean, but you wouldn't expect it to be. But what's interesting about that is that he was citing the economy turning a corner as the reason for holding an election now, but it's that which isn't an explanation that holds water. I mean, why do you have to have an election 5 months before you need to? Because the economy's turned the corner. It just doesn't make sense. Why not let people enjoy the benefits of the economy turning the corner and then hold the election? I thought he was incredibly weak and waffly in explaining why he'd called the election now, because everybody thinks he's called it because things can only get worse. And that's not a strong position to be going into an election campaign from.
Nobody's ever going to get away from that D-Ream song, are they? The 20-point Labour lead. I suppose the question for Keir Starmer, is he going to be like Neil Kinnock or Ed Miliband, the Labour leader who couldn't deliver, or will he be like Tony Blair and just cruise to victory on the 4th of July?
Well, he's clearly starts off much more like Tony Blair, because I mean, Neil Kinnock and Ed Miliband did not enjoy a 20-point lead in the opinion polls. And even if that 20-point lead comes down, I mean, Tony Blair had huge leads, but he didn't eventually win the election by anything like 20 points. I mean, I think he won by, you know, 7 or 8 points. And Keir Starmer would be very satisfied with that.
And from an Irish point of view, Keir Starmer has said he'll repeal the controversial Legacy Act. Many on the Irish side expecting, if Labour are back in, that there could be a reset in Anglo-Irish relations.
Yes, and a reset in wider relations between the UK and the EU, which might make make that easier, because it would certainly make the border issue easier if a Labour government could negotiate better terms, better trade terms with the EU. So I would have thought that is one of the likely consequences of a Labour win.
But it's true, isn't it, as well, that Keir Starmer, he's not that keen on a United Ireland poll, or Hilary Benn has been talking about that as well, hasn't he?
Well, I mean, yeah, no, the Labour position is exactly the same as the government's on that, that the UK government doesn't take a view on that. I mean, Labour shook off its nationalist tendencies a long time ago under Tony Blair, you know, it was Tony Blair who achieved the settlement in Northern Ireland that had eluded all his successors. So I think Labour will build on that success and will not shift the position on that.
So normally you're putting correspondents and commentators on the spot by asking them to call an election result in advance. But is it a foregone conclusion, John?
Nothing's a foregone conclusion in politics, but some things are sort of 90-10 possibilities, and some are 50-50. This is a 90-10 Labour win.
A very diplomatic answer, and thank you for talking to us. That's John Rentoul, Chief Political Commentator with the London Independent.